Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the show intro. This is the Jack's Morning Glory show intro.
Jack's Morning Glory with Kai and Tara G.
96.9 Jack FM.
So on our show this morning, we got a lot going on. I'm going to be going head-to-head against Elections Canada over the phone, challenging them on the high number of errors that are being seen on voters' cards, including mine and my husband's.
Terrible spelling errors of your names.
Yeah, that's at 6:50. We're also on our show going to be speaking with Gunther von Herring, a senior. He's a member of a Christian organization that believes the world will be obliterated by fire.
Today.
And if you miss any
remember,
of that...
Remember, drop and roll, duck and cover.
Thank God it's raining, hey?
And of course...
Hey, whoa. Sorry, I thought I heard a horse. Never mind.
This is Kai and Tara Jean, the podcast. Everything else is at jackfm.com and live on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
So what do you do if your voter's card shows up with a serious mistake? Your name is spelt wrong. Well, you can just call Elections Canada and ask them to send you a new card with the correct spelling. Or if you're me, you invite them on your radio show and confront them about their lack of accuracy and efficiency.
Because both TJ's and her husband's names were spelled incorrectly on their voter card.
I'm going to be speaking with a member of Elections Canada about this. I'll be slightly confrontational in about 15 minutes.
The simple reason as to why this has happened, TJ, names are really hard to spell, all right? I'm going to prove it with this bit.
Spell my name. In time for the election, my card needs a correction. Now go and spell my name.
Spell my name.
Imagine for a second you're working at Elections Canada, TJ, and you're fielding calls of people wanting to register to vote.
I've been to acting school and I love role play, so I'll nail this. Good morning, Elections Canada.
Hello, I'd like to register to vote, please.
Yes, sir. Can I first of all get your name?
Yes, I'm Canucks player Sven Barchi.
Spell my name.
Would that be S-V-E-N-B-R-A-T-S-C-H-I?
No.
Crap.
It is B-A-E-R-T-S-C-H-I.
Spell my name.
Not easy, is it?
I call that a tricky E. Good morning, Elections Canada. My name's Tara Jean. How can I help you?
Hi, I just turned 19. I live in Burnaby. I'd like to register for my first vote, please.
Oh, congratulations. It's great to have you as a voter. What is your name, sir?
My name's Jackson Pennington.
Spell my name.
Easy enough. J-A-C-K-S-O-N-P-E-N-N-I-N-G.
No.
Oh, you're not one of those millennials with like a J-A-X-B-R-N-X-O-N.
Spell my name.
It is. You damn millennials. How do you spell it?
It was J-O-X-O-N.
Okay.
Last one.
Good morning, Elections Canada. We spell your name right every time, almost all the time.
Hi, Shia LaBeouf here. Just moved to Vancouver.
I don't even
mean. I'd like to register to vote.
Spell my name.
You know. Okay, my crack at this one, Shia, is S-H-I-A. L-E-B-E-O-U-F-F.
L-A-B-E-O-U-F.
Spell my name.
Okay, we have an actual real call. Good morning.
Hi.
TJ is answering the phones here at Elections Canada.
Okay.
Good morning, Elections Canada. Hi, I'm registering voters. What's your name?
Nikki. Hi, it's the Pine Nut Lady.
N-I-K-K-I?
N-I-C-K-Y. Well, actually, that's not my real name, but I was talking about my last name, not my first name, because my last name's really hard.
Nikki, what's your last name?
Di Pietro Antonio.
Spell my name.
Screw you. I quit.
Go for it. Let's hear it.
Say it again.
Di Pietro Antonio.
Di Pietro Antonio. D-E-P-R-I-A-T-E-N-T-O-N-I-O?
Close.
Really?
No.
How do you spell it?
D-I space capital P-I-E-T-R-A-N-T-O-N-I-O.
And have you had mistakes on your voter's card?
No.
Spell my name.
Nailed it.
Go ahead and drool. It's Kai and Tara Jean.
So most of us would agree that the upcoming election on October 19th is very important. So you'd think it would be equally important to have accurate information for registered voters, yeah? Me and my husband, D-Rock, that's not what showed up on his voter's card, by the way. We both had significant spelling mistakes on our voter's cards this year. I personally think it's very unprofessional for such an important organization to have spelling mistakes.
So how was yours spelled, by the way? Your name is spelled T-A-R-A, but what came up?
T-E-R-R-A. Yeah. And my husband's middle name is Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, and it was spelled M-A-T-H-U.
Right.
So I've invited Dorothy Siddick from Media Relations at Elections Canada on the show this morning to see if mistakes like this are common and why they are happening. Good morning, Dorothy.
Hello. Very good to meet you both.
So I guess straight up, we'll start with what does someone do if their voter's card has a mistake on it?
Great question. So the first thing to do is check. So that's great that people are checking. That's what we hope people will be doing. And the voter information cards are personalized. So there is a toll-free number on the voter information card, probably in the bottom right-hand corner. And that actually is a number that goes directly to your local Elections Canada office.
So my husband and I have both been registered voters since we were of legal age. Why is it that this year both of our names would show up spelt significantly wrong?
That's a great question. That people sort of want to know, there's a national electors list. It's called the National Register List. And Elections Canada gets information from a vast array of sources. There are agencies, institutions. You submit forms. You fill in different applications. For instance, you file your taxes every year. So it's a pretty complex system. And if something changes in one of those interactions, it might be that our information on you changes as well.
Okay, but at no point in my life have I ever spelt my name T-E-R-R-A, and at no point in his life has my husband ever spelt his name with any organization as M-A-T-H-U as his middle name. So how does this happen?
So I can't say exactly what happened in your case, but it's not uncommon. It has to do with the number of sources that we get our information from.
It sounds like a pretty flawed system then.
No, it is. It's actually quite effective. It is reliable. And, the register exceeds Elections Canada's target levels for coverage and currency.
Yeah, but if we're included in the register, but our cards are showing up consistently with wrong spellings, and how many of those people don't check it and then wind up going on voting day unable to vote because the names are spelt dramatically wrong?
You will still be able to vote. You simply need to correct the register, and you can do that at the polling location.
I'm happy to hear that you can supposedly easily resolve these spelling issues on the day of election, but I'm still concerned that accuracy is not a priority for Elections Canada.
Well, please remember, we get our information from sources that are quite varied.
Okay. Thank you for your time. I appreciate you coming on, Jack. Everyone, that was Dorothy Siddick. She's from Media Relations at Elections Canada.
You're most welcome.
Thank you, Dorothy. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
You're right over there?
I'm sorry. I don't want to be rude to her. If this was like a corporate organization and they sent out things and were making this many mistakes, heads would roll. I don't understand. Am I overreacting here?
280, Jack, ever gotten a phone fight with the government? Give us a call. You're in the middle of a fight with the government.
Big Ginger once on the air with us here. What's up, buddy?
Didn't you tell us you used to spell your name differently in high school all the time?
Look, it was
didn't they want you to call you Geraldo or something?
No, at some point I did ask everyone to call me Fred. And at one point in high school, all my teachers were spelling my name T-E-R-R-A-H. Oh, don't! You don't think they went back to like my high, like all of a sudden Charles Hayes high school records and been like, hey, didn't she ask a teacher in biology to spell her name T-E? Yeah, right.
Government reaches everywhere.
Kai and Tara Jean. Kai and Tara Jean. Jack's Morning Glory.
96.9 Jack FM. TJ got in a fight on air with the government this morning.
Yeah, am I overreacting to having me and my husband's names spelt wrong on our voters' cards? I spoke with Dorothy Siddick from Elections Canada about it a bit earlier on the show.
We've had huge response to this morning. On the email, someone said a lot of names ended up changed in the 1800s because illiterate English-speaking census takers were trying to spell the names of native French-speaking people. So things have changed over time, TJ. Someone else on the text, I used to work at Elections Canada and we inputted all the voters' lists. Then the government decided that was not needed and they made it automated to save time and resources. That's the box you check when you do your taxes each year. Now nothing but mistakes. So they used to do it manually, but now with this new system she's talking about, there's lots and lots of mistakes. Here's reactions we've had from you this morning.
I totally agree with Tara Jean. Elections Canada isn't an entity. They're the government. And shame on them. These are the people that run our country and they can't even get our name spelled correctly. They have got the IQ, some of them, of a stick.
I would say the opposite. You're underreacting. Names like Tara and Matthew, I mean, come on. You know, that the individual that you spoke to was very good at what I would call apology evasion.
That's the biggest load of crap I've ever heard. She does an excellent dance. I also got my card back that was wrong, and I've been registered for 35 years.
Lots of reaction coming in on this. 280 Jack. Alan, what do you think?
It's not just Elections Canada that screws up, and it's not just spelling. It's also pronunciation as well.
When does that come into play?
You know what does my head in is in the media, and I don't mean radio personalities in particular, but TV or advertisements. When they say the word luxury, it's not luxury, it's luxury. There's no G in that word.
There's no zhuzh. Take the zhuzh out of luxury.
And exit. It's exit, not exit. Like, what the hell is an exit? That sounds like a bloody chicken with zits. You know, it's like 96.9.
We want to know, have you ever had a fight with the government? What happened? What went down? Morning, Margarita Jamie.
Hey, guys. I got a Revenue Canada screw-up story for you.
Go.
Okay, let's hear it.
Fight with the government.
I'm traveling abroad, horsing around, whatever. I come back to Canada. I found one of those H&R Block things cash back. The chick's like, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Stroud. Your account's been flagged. You have to take it up with Revenue Canada.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, you know, I've been out of the country for a while. What are you talking about? So, you know, make a long story short, to say the least, there's some guy in Thunder Bay, Ontario, named Jamie Stroud, and the chick's like, I can't very well give you your cash back, Mr. Stroud, when you haven't made child support payments in 2 years.
They got like, you well, and this
I'm
guy
single.
Mixed up.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm single, and I don't have any kids, so that's why I haven't made any payments.
Sure,
and
Margarita, so, Jamie, you've got a couple out there, haven't you?
Well, you know, that's from your mouth to God's ears, let's just say. I don't know what's going to happen, but I was just completely blown. I'm like, what kind of system have you got going there? Like, I need this return. And they were like, no, I'm sorry. So it almost took 2 years to sort that out.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But anyway, that's all water under the bridge now.
And how is your son, Ethan?
Yeah, how is he, buddy?
Well, my two daughters that I have now are lovely and everything is great. So I'm on track.
Thanks so much, Margarita Jamie.
You bet, guys. Have a great day.
Fights with the government on Jack. If you want to hear my fight with a representative from Elections Canada, the audio again is up on the blog at jackfm.com.
And God bless the fact that we do live in Canada and can bag the government live on air.
I don't know about that. There's a suspicious looking guy in a dark suit outside the door.
The Mormons are here.
Kai and Tara Jean, Jack's Morning Glory.
Jill from Parksville, what happened?
Oh, yeah. When I moved back to Canada in 97, it was kind of a rush deal because the plane was late and everything. So about 6 months later, I had to go apply for my permanent resident card for my son, his landing papers. So I get there, and they give me the appointment. I have to go to Edmonton to pick it up, to meet with them, and I'm bringing my son, who's about 18 months old at this time. So we're in the office talking with the immigration guy. My mom's in there, me and my son. And so the guy's like, oh, so you didn't report your son when you came into the country, you know, and I explained the whole late plane thing and didn't have time to go through customs. And he was like, well, you know, we could send your son back. And I looked at him and went, pardon me? And he was like, yeah, we could send him back to England. I'm like, to be with who? There's nobody over there.
Whoa.
Well, that doesn't matter. He came into the country illegally, actually. And I went off on him. I literally, my mom was like, you need to calm down. I'm like, I'm not effing calming down. This guy wants to send my kid back to England by himself. The hell's wrong with this guy? So, say at least an hour later, he signed the papers to give my son his landing papers. Ha ha.
How old was your son at the time?
He was like 18 months old.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you ever gotten a fight with the government? Jennifer on 280 Jack, good morning.
So my story is when my son was born and you fill out all the paperwork in the hospital, I sent it off. The next month when I got my child tax credit, it was like a large amount. So I phoned the government. I didn't want to spend this check until I figured stuff out.
Good for you.
So I phoned to ask them, you know, what's the proper amount for two kids? And they said, well, you have three kids. I was like, no, I have two.
Wait a second.
Like, no, you have Rebecca, you have Christopher, and you have Carter. I was like, the last one is Christopher Carter. And they argued with me, letting me know that I had three children. I'm like, no, I was there.
Kai and Tara Jean want your stories. Call 604-280-JACK, weekdays 6 to 10, or jackfm.com.
So the world will be obliterated by fire today. That's according to the leader of E-Bible Fellowship near Philadelphia. Joining us now, Gunther von Heringa Sr. He's a member of the E-Bible Fellowship. Gunther, thanks for taking the time to be on Jack on what you believe is the literal end of days.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So why does your leader and founder, Chris McCann, believe that the world will be obliterated by fire today, October 7th, 2015?
There is a lot of biblical evidence, and that's what we've been sharing with people all over the world through Facebook advertising, on the internet, through mission trips that we're taking.
Have you had any other previous dates which you thought it may have happened then, but it didn't quite?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that May 21, 2011, which was highly publicized.
I do remember that.
Was actually correct in the sense there were some physical aspects of it that we did get wrong, but it was a spiritual judgment. And on that day, God closed the door to salvation, and all of mankind entered into the day of judgment.
So there's still maybe 1,500 days left in that period?
No, it began on May 21st, 2011, and it would end, the 1,600 days would end today, October 7th.
Oh, right, it's a big window.
Gunther?
Yes?
Are you scared today? If the world's going to be obliterated by fire today, why are you doing a radio interview with us instead of, you know, on your knees praying or spending time with your family?
Well, everybody's spiritual status was set on May 21st, 2011, and that can't be changed.
Gunther, as someone who hasn't been to a church since I was seven, what is going to happen to me today when the world ends? Where am I going?
I have no idea. I don't know the condition of your heart. And by the way, it might not be a literal fire. You know, God could just as easily speak it out of existence as he spoke it into existence.
So he could just give us a waiver.
Well, it's not a waiver. The wages of sin is death or annihilation. It's not that someone's going to be suffering in hell forever.
But basically, he can do what he wants.
Church and others have spoken about in the past. It's just simply man becomes annihilated.
Gunther, as if I wanted to take a sick day or if someone wanted to take a sick day today just in case to get some things in order, would you be able to write us a note?
Oh, how so?
I just like my boss sort of giving me a pass for the day.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, no.
Damn. All right. I was hoping
for
an email. I don't
have that kind of authority.
Gunther, one more question for you. What is your, what would you like to say to people who are hearing you this morning and think that you have mental health issues?
Well, I can understand that. This has always been the case, you know, throughout history. As you read the Bible carefully, all the prophets were mocked.
Thank you so much for being on, Jack. And
my
pleasure. I'm not too sure, like, on. How do I say goodbye to you on such a day?
Oh, you just say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Very simple.
Bye, Gunther. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you both.
Puck drops on a brand new hockey season for the Canucks tonight, TJ. What do we know about hockey? Very little. So in order to get the lowdown...
The foreigner and the artist.
Let's invite someone who actually knows a little something from Hockey Night in Canada, Elliot Friedman. Morning, hello.
Morning.
You ready to go, man? You picked out a nice fresh tie. Have you had your shirt pressed? Have you had a haircut? Have you had a shave?
I did one of those things. I had a shave.
TJ, have a guess which one? Oh, he's had a shave. I've already given you the answer.
Yeah,
sorry.
Thank you very much. Hey, I've got a question for you. So I've heard that Henrik will still wear the C, but that Hamus and Burrows will be wearing an A. Does that stand for adulteress?
Adulteress? Yes. Yeah, it's the scarlet letter. And Daniel's got one too. Burroughs and Ham, you share it. So I guess they only adult are half the time.
Right, okay, right. Great. It's in italics the one time that you happen to see that they've messed up.
Do you think Do you think that the more veteran players on the Canucks have been given a pep talk on how to deal with the youthful energy that's kind of become a new part of the roster?
No, I don't think that's they don't need a pep talk on that. I think they I think one thing that players respect more than anything else is that the best players get a chance to play. They're very much survival of the fittest. I think they understand that maybe more than some of us do on the outside.
So it wasn't necessarily a strategy of, all right, this year we're going to aim to try and keep more rookies. It was just like, whoever's playing best at the time, you stay.
That's right. And athletes understand that. They do. It's results-oriented business, right?
I know this is very early days, and it is, what are we in at the moment, October, but I wondered if we might be able to get Friedman's first guess at the Cup winner.
I'm so bad at predictions. Like, I am terrible at predictions. But I will say maybe Kevin Bieksa wins a Stanley Cup this year in Anaheim.
Thanks, mate. That's what we really wanted
to
hear.
We really appreciate that.
I know my audience, eh? I'm really kind of here to make myself popular.
Thank you so much. Elliot Friedman, everybody.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Kai and Tara Jean, the podcast, is in your ears now. Kai and Tara Jean, the show, is on 96.9 Jack FM weekday mornings from 6 to 10.